This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Additional sanctions to be announced by the United States and its allies on Wednesday will include Russian financial institution and more officials, according to U.S. officials. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The latest round of Russia-related sanctions is in part a response to the massacres in Bucha and other towns in Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This will include a ban on all new investment in Russia and increased sanctions on financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia and sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members.
Although some major economies, such as China and India, are not taking such actions against Russia, the White House contends sanctions coordinated among the United States, G7 nations, and the European Union are effective as they collectively represent half of the global economy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday urged reforms of the United Nations Security Council, accusing it of failing to take any action to end Russia's aggression and restore peace in his country. The Ukrainian leader made his plea by video address as grisly evidence continues to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kyiv before they pulled out from the capital.
There is not a single crime that they would not commit there. The Russian military searched for and purposefully killed anyone who served our country. They shot and killed women outside their houses when they just tried to call someone who is alive. They killed entire families, adults and children, and they tried to burn the bodies.
Zelensky speaking through an interpreter to the United Nations Security Council. This is VOA News. There were hugs, jokes, and laughs in the White House Tuesday as two old friends reunited. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time in 5 years, Barack Obama walked into the mansion he called home for eight.
I heard some changes had been made by the current president.
Poking fun at his former vice president.
Apparently Secret Service agents have to wear aviator glasses now. The Navy mess has been replaced by Baskin-Robbins.
The two men were marking the Affordable Care Act's 12th anniversary. Obama says its passage was a high point of his tenure, and his ex-number two gave him all the credit.
I helped a little bit, but it was because of you.
The Biden administration's trying to expand the law's reach by fixing a glitch it says can help 200,000 more people join the millions who've already received affordable coverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the U.S., the Archdiocese of New Orleans said Tuesday unidentified armed men have kidnapped an 83-year-old nun who was serving as a missionary in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. The bishop claims Sister Sulin Tenyonson was taken late Monday or early Tuesday by the men, who also vandalized the convent in Yaogo. Tenyonson had been a missionary in Burkina Faso since 2014. According to the Archdiocese, officials do not know where she was taken. The once peaceful nation of Burkina Faso has seen a great deal of violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group over the past 6 years. Violence against the press in Mexico rose to unprecedented levels in the first half of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's administration, up 85% from the first half of his predecessor's term, according to a report published on Tuesday. The report comes as Mexico faces a streak of journalist killings that has drawn criticism from local media and U.S. lawmakers alike, while López Obrador regularly uses press conferences to single out reporters. Last month, López Obrador lashed out at EU lawmakers after they passed a resolution urging him to tone down the rhetoric against journalists, calling the group sheep. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday urged reforms of the United Nations Security Council, accusing it of failing to take any action to end Russia's aggression and restore peace in his country. The Ukrainian leader made his plea by video address as grisly evidence continues to emerge of civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kyiv before they pulled back from the capital. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.